Prince began to rehearse the wisdom of a return to the provinces. The great general and two of his staff officers broke through the door to the protector's apartment, certain she needed rescuing. Instead, they found her pacing furiously and debating herself in half a dozen voices.
"They have the key."
"They must have the key."
"They must have murdered the deceiver. Maybe they made an alliance with Kina."
"Why would they go down there?"
"Why would they go onto the plain after what happened to the last group?
What keeps pulling them out there?"
"I've read their annals."
"There's nothing in those."
"What do they know?"
"The land of unknown shadows."
"They cannot have developed an entirely new and independent oral tradition since they served me in the north."
"If it's important, one of them will record it."
"Why?
Why?
What do they know that I don't?" Soulcatcher became aware of Mogaba and his men. The latter looked around nervously, trying to figure out where the voices were coming from. When Soulcatcher became excited, those seemed to come from everywhere at once.
"You!
Have you caught any of the terrorists yet?"
"No. Nor shall I, unless an angry family member comes forward, because he thinks it would be a good way to get even. There won't be more than a handful left here, and those probably don't know each other. I gather, from what I overheard, that they've gone back to Shadowcatch."
He had worked for the Shadow Master Long Shadow. He could not get out of the habit of calling Kialune by the name given it by his previous employer.
"Exactly. We're back where we were 15 years ago. Only now they have the Radisha and the key."
Her tone left no doubt she placed the blame entirely on him. Mogaba was not bothered, not immediately. He was accustomed to being blamed for the shortcomings of others, and he did not believe the remnants of the Black Company could offer any real threat any time soon. They had been beaten down too thoroughly, and had been away from it too long. They were more military than the deceivers, only inside their own fantasies. Even the comic opera functionaries down there ought to be able to wear them down and bury them eventually. They would find no aid or sympathy in the Shadowlands. The people down there really did remember the Black Company's last visit.
"The key? What is that?"
"A means of passing through the Shadow Gate unharmed. A talisman that makes it possible to travel on the plane." Her voice had become pedantic. Now it became angry.
"I possessed that talisman at one time. Long ago I used it to go up there and explore. Long Shadow would have been unmanned had he known. More unmanned than the eunuch he already was. But it disappeared in the early excitement around Kialune.
I suspect that Kina clouded my mind while the deceiver Singh stole both it and my sister's darling daughter. I can't imagine why that rabble would want to go onto the plane after the previous disaster. But if it's something they want to do, it's something I want to prevent.
Prepare for a journey. We can't leave Taglios unsupervised for as long as it would take us to travel all the way to Shadowcatch. We don't have the stallion anymore. Even if it could carry double..."
Soulcatcher was baffled.
"What?"
"The black stallion from the north. The one I've been using."